And the basis is so free that you can choose bondage if you want to. But only when you get fixated in a determined fashion that joy is your quest does any of it begin to make sense. And when you bring that to the forefront, then you discover in your perusal of the buffet of life that there are a whole lot of things that you could look at, but you can't look at them and feel joy at the same time. And so you say, well, I have reoriented myself to the standards that I held when I made the decision to come forth into this body. Joy is my quest, which eliminates that and that and that and that. But we notice that one who tones themselves to alignment with Source and therefore is on a steady, deliberate quest for joy, the most of what is available for you is still on that side of the equation. Even with all the things that you think are going wrong with the world, it is minuscule by comparison with what's going right, you see. So then we want to throw the question back to all of you. Why do you torture yourself in any moment in time in a less than joyful focus? And you say, I don't know. I learned to do it from others. Most everybody else does it. I don't want to be the odd one out. It's easier for me to look at what is than it is to look for something that maybe is not showing up right now. Law of attraction made me do it. In other words, that's where I've been thinking. And so I thought about it and I got more, and then I thought more about it and I got more, and I thought about that and then I got more, and I thought about it and I got more, and I thought about it and I got more. And all through that process, I felt worse and worse and worse, but it came on me so gradually that I just sort of think that that's how I'm supposed to feel. It's the way my personality has evolved. I'm not known as a joyful person. I'm known as thoughtful. I'm known as determined. I'm known as valiant. I'm known as virtuous. I'm known as one who makes things happen. And we say, we know we have uprooted your apple cart to a certain extent. As we say, so many of the things that you've utilized as your basis of life don't fit in to this understanding of the stream and this understanding of who you are. But we promise you, you will never meet anyone who can maintain steady, consistent joy who does not know about Source energy. So many teachers want to talk about law of attraction. They want to talk about deliberate creation. They want to talk about goal setting. They want to talk about making the world a better place. But if you leave out your non-physical aspect, if you leave out the you that you really are, if you leave out one half of the 2 points of vibrational relativity from which your guidance system works, then you're floundering around like the rest of them, pointing to this and that and the other as the reason, and you've lost your footing altogether. But when you remember who you are and you get glimpses of the way who you are feels and you become infatuated with that feeling of feeling that alignment, and that becomes your quest no matter where you are in the stream or no matter where you are along this emotional scale, as you are determined to come into vibrational alignment again and again, thought by thought, subject by subject, person by person, with who you really are, and you become so enlivened with that alignment that now you are not willing to settle for anything less, now you begin to see the world through the eyes of who you really are, and then it does not look broken. Then it looks like potential and opportunity and expansion, you see. As long as what you see hurts you, you're looking through limited eyes. And whether you are the hurter or the one being hurt, you are disconnected from who you are and you are not fulfilling your purpose. And it does not matter how many you get to agree with you and how determined you are to call them the wrong ones. They are the reason that I feel so bad. We want you to reach the place where you can take out your notebook and you can write down the name of some world leader or world situation and you can say, Middle East problem? What is it about you that I'm using as my excuse to not allow myself connection with Source energy? Children starving? What is it about you that I'm using as my excuse to not allow myself connection to Source energy? And you say, that one was harder. Don't I have an obligation to focus on the starving children? And we say, yeah, if you want more starving children. What? My concern about starving children perpetuates it?